I'm Paul Landcor with Podtech.net, and this is the first part of a three-part conversation with Jan Seismans, Director of Marketing at WebEx. I talked to Jan about business disruptions and the role WebEx can play in minimizing those business disruptions. I started by asking Jan to define the scope of what we're talking about. We're not talking necessarily about huge disasters, for example. We're talking about day-to-day disruptions as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There, as you said, there's two types of disruptions that can occur. Natural disasters, and luckily they're very few and far in between. But the more the day-to-day disruptions, traffic jams, people being sick, having to be at home because they have a contractor coming. The MacArthur-Mays bridge collapse in Oakland, California, in May was a very good example of something that has absolutely nothing to do with the infrastructure of a company, but had a very big impact to the productivity of knowledge workers all around the Bay Area.
For our listeners who don't know, that was a major artery for auto traffic in the Bay Area, and people literally could not get to their offices from home as a result of this, and it was out for a long period of time.
It was out, I believe, for 5 or 6 weeks at a minimum. And yes, it is a major artery right at a bridge that connects one side of the bay to the other side of the bay. So anybody that needed to go to San Francisco from what we call the East Bay had a very, very hard time getting to work. And so what you saw is people's commute times went from several minutes to several hours, adding unnecessary burden on people's lives.
And as you're suggesting here, it's not just we have a combination of things. We have unforeseen incidents like the MacArthur-Mays collapse. We also have things that you can expect to happen on a daily basis. Employees are going to get sick, and there are going to be days where they're just unable to come into the office. And in what way can WebEx, the use of WebEx tools, help to minimize the disruption to business from these events?
So if you look at a lot of companies look at these smaller disruptions as a cost of doing business. Well, you know what? Traffic is bad. And there's nothing we can do about that. And so we're just going to have people drive more. We're going to have them increase their commute. By allowing employees to, and by empowering employees to work remotely a couple times a week, couple times a month, but at least giving them the comfort of working remotely using on-demand collaboration tools, really starts to give companies the beginning of a very solid business continuity planning that you may have for if tomorrow something really bad would happen. Your employees are already used to working remotely, staying in touch with both coworkers as well as customers and partners and vendors, staying in touch with them using these collaboration tools that WebEx is one of the main providers in the industry to do that.
So you're suggesting that this become a regular part of business, that employees use these on a regular basis, not as a result of a disruption, but by using them on a day-to-day basis, when a disruption does come along, they're going to be in a much better position to minimize the effects of that disruption.
Exactly. I'll give a quick example. We had a customer of ours in Seattle in January of this year, January 2007. There were several big winter storms, and this customer's offices were closed for several days in a row. And so what you saw is that the employees who were used to using WebEx on a day-to-day basis inside of the company decided that, oh, we're just going to continue the operations of the company by working either from home or gathering together in local coffee shops and work from there to stay in touch with their coworkers around the world, because this is a larger company. And so what they did was they took that business disruption that occurred and transformed it into a business as usual, and really took the power of these tools to empower themselves and empower their company to stay open, even though the office itself was closed. There's another great example that people can really relate to very well on how a tool like WebEx can help them. We've all been in a situation where you've worked all night long on a great presentation that you have to present to your management team the next morning. And let's assume your presentation was 9 o'clock in the morning, and you really give yourself enough time to get there in time. So you leave at 7 o'clock, get on the highway, let's say you have a 20, 25-mile commute. You get on the highway, and there's a traffic jam. You turn on the radio, and it turns out to be a big accident, and they actually close the highway. So what are you going to do? There's typically three options. You can either panic, and I've seen people do that. You can try to call in and give the cliff notes of, but you've missed all of the visual part of that. You can try to call and say, can we reschedule, but it's going to take a while for people to get back onto the agenda. So and that typically is the three options people look at. But there's a fourth option, and that option is using WebEx. Because what you do is you get off the highway, you go to your local coffee shop, you connect to the Wi-Fi network, and then you use WebEx to present as if you were there. And again, it's a great example on how you would use these on-demand collaboration tools like WebEx to transform that business disruption into a business as usual.
So if listeners are interested in more information, where should they go?
I guess for those people that really would like to learn more about how these collaboration services can help, and looking at WebEx as a potential example there, I would invite those people to come and look at our website. We have webex.com/BCP for business continuity plan. So webex.com/BCP has a lot of information out there where people can look at case studies, look at some tools that are available to them to calculate their increased productivity, as well as just simple ways on how to go about and implement a telework policy.
Well, Jan, thanks a lot for taking out time and speaking with us today.
Oh, Paul, it was a pleasure, and I look forward to having more of these.
Great. Jan Seismans is Director of Marketing with WebEx.